forced early retirements buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peter.
We love Trump! We love Trump! We love Trump!
The sound of enthusiastic Trump supporters outside of Walter Reed National Medical Center as President Trump returned to the White House after being hospitalized for COVID-19. The president said he felt good as he left the hospital. Marine One landed at the White House just before 7 p.m. Monday, just as the sun was setting. Mr. Trump then walked upstairs to the South Portico balcony, took off his mask and stuffed it in his pocket, and flashed a double thumbs up to the cameras. California set a grim new record Sunday when officials announced that the wildfires of 2020 have now scorched a record 4 million acres in a fire season that's far from over. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the total area burned by wildfires this year has surpassed all previous records for the state.
4 million now acres have been burned. Year to date, 23 major wildfire complexes still raging here in the state of California. 31 people have lost their lives. Close to 9,000 structures now have been destroyed.
Newsom says it has burned more land than all the wildfires recorded in California from 1932 to 1999. CAL FIRE urged Californians to please be cautious outdoors. As the Supreme Court's new term begins, Chief Justice John Roberts, working by phone due to COVID-19, says they're thinking about the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I note that memorial drapery has been erected on the door of our courtroom and on the bench to signify mourning for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18, 2020.
A fight is being waged in the Senate as to her replacement. President Trump has nominated Amy Coney Barrett. On Wall Street, the Dow by 465 points, the NASDAQ rose 257, the S&P advanced 60, oil up to $39.22 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
This is Dinesh D'Souza. My latest film, Trump Card, is an expose of the socialism, corruption, and gangsterism that defines the modern Democratic Party. My film reveals what's unique about modern socialism, who's behind it, why it's evil, and how we can stop it. Order your DVD and video on demand today at WatchTrumpCard.com. Be among the first to see my movie, Trump Card, exclusively at WatchTrumpCard.com. That's WatchTrumpCard.com.
At a news
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. And always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, Planet Hollywood is reopening for business. Parent company Caesars Entertainment says the popular strip resort will reopen this coming Thursday. The reopening will be limited, however, with the gaming floor open all week, but the hotel will only accept reservations for the weekend. That's Thursdays through Sundays. The Miracle Mile Shops, which connects to Planet Hollywood, has been open since the 9th of June. The iconic Moulin Rouge sign has been brought back to life. The monumental marquee has joined the growing list of Las Vegas neon signs, which are on display at the Neon Museum Boneyard. The Moulin Rouge Hotel was famous for being the first major racially integrated casino. When it opened back in 1955, the sign was designed by one of the few female designers at the time, Betty Willis, who, by the way, also designed the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign. Home field advantage, empty stadium or not, does not seem to exist for the Las Vegas Raiders. The Buffalo Bills took advantage of two Raiders turnovers, seven penalties, and an almost non-existent defense to beat Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium 30-23 yesterday. Next up, the world champs, Kansas City.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And we're getting some slowing on the Beltway right now. 215 westbound at Gillespie. Also southbound 215 at Warm Springs. You'll touch the brakes there. And do remember the road work on Interstate 15. It's both directions between Cheyenne and Craig. The right lanes are going to be affected until December.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs from October 15th through December 7th? And if you don't want to waste a whole lot of time, hours and hours sifting through mind-boggling Medicare plans, let Steve and Amy do it for you. Call Blue Sky Insurance. Here's that number. I'm going to give it to you twice. 702-410-8020. That number again, 702-410-8020. Blue Sky Insurance. Last time, I played Stump the Band, so to speak, and I may have caught my buddy Jared Fisher off guard. I feel really bad about that. So before we get to current events, I want to get to Jared Fisher, who is a good friend and the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, and he joins us. We were talking about 10 tax-friendly states in the United States, and why Nevada needs to be careful about adding additional taxes to its customers, i.e. businesses. You wanted to respond?
Hey, how's it going, Kevin? Today, yeah. So I did actually want to respond to that because I wanted to make sure I got them correctly. So I did a little research this past week, and I will give them to you and your listeners. So here are your 10 most tax-friendly states in the United States: North Dakota, South Dakota, New Hampshire, Wyoming, Tennessee, Florida, Alaska, Washington, Nevada, and Arizona. So there you go. And we were talking about that because Nevada is looking more and more to implement newer taxes, both locally and statewide. That was a primary concern of ours. So I wanted to, you know, I was touching up on the fact that you must be careful when you're implementing new taxes within a state, because you can't out-tax your customers. And if many of you have listened on this radio show, you'll know that I refer to the customers of the state of Nevada as the business owners. And while we do have a really tax-friendly state, the one that worries me the most is Arizona, being a very tax-friendly state and right next door to Nevada with a very similar climate and a lot of same characteristics as we have here in Nevada. So, you know, my bit of advice was to the lawmakers is to consider these new laws that are in the mix that I've been hearing about some rumors here and there, but I actually got a letter a couple weeks ago from local Clark County here, and they're talking about some new taxes here, which we touched upon, which would basically hit the business owners. So, you know, we really need to be careful about that. I defer back to, rather than more taxes put on the businesses, let's be a little smarter about how we spend our money, and let's implement some strategic planning teams to analyze where we are wasting money, where we can streamline some of these funds use more wisdom in how we spend that money, where we put it, and maybe we don't need new taxes.
Well, and that's the problem, though. There are some people in our legislative branch of government that their first knee-jerk reaction is, well, we'll raise taxes. Well, they ran into a problem, and it's called the state constitution, and it requires a two-thirds vote in both houses. And they got caught. The Democrats got caught at it, and so now they're figuring out new ways. Which then brings us to this, Jared. We are now 29 days away from a presidential election, but underneath the president are a lot of different races: state senate, state assembly, and you know, we got to be thinking: are we electing somebody? I mean, even if you're a Democrat, do you want higher taxes? I don't think you do. Do you want to elect somebody that's going to raise taxes?
Well, I mean, I think the answer to that is, you know, nobody wants to see higher taxes. That doesn't, you know, that doesn't follow along party lines, in my opinion. I think that it's how we spend our money, Kevin. And, you know, being in business, you know, I started my company here in Nevada 30 years ago. I was a UNLV student, and I followed my dream and started my own business right here. And it was a very tax-friendly state. But along the way, over these years, I've watched a lot of things creep up, and I've been there. You know, I've seen everything happen in the past 30 years. I've watched my business wax and wane, and there's been times where I've been very frustrated as a business owner, and I've actually considered moving over to the state of Utah with my business based on some of the methods in which the Nevada State Tax Department has implemented some of their auditing procedures. It's been, in my opinion, you've got to operate your state at a friendly level. You need to make, you know, you need to be in good with your businesses. You've got to keep them happy. You've got to be reasonable on the taxes that you collect. You've got to be reasonable on your audit as well. I can, you know, probably list off a dozen different ways that the tax department, you know, if you're in business long enough, you're going to be audited by the state tax commission. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I've seen this firsthand. I've sat in the room, you know, for weeks on end with some of these auditors and watched how they worked. And, you know, a lot of them could go back to school and learn some people skills and learn how to work with your customers. Again, the Nevada businesses, we are the ones who pay the majority of those taxes that help fund many of these services that we take for granted in the state. And, you know, I mentioned this one time before a while back, but take, for example, the Water Authority. If you're a business, you're going to pay about four times more on your water bill than you are if you're just a resident. So You could use far less water, but that doesn't matter. There's these taxes that are hit to the business owners, and that's because they're bringing in more money, and I get it. But you've got to be, you know, a little more smart about how you go about it. So it does frustrate me at times to watch it happen, to watch how the state kind of lets things fly out of control at times. And then if you're not watching it, these things creep up and nail you. So it's a good thing that we caught that two-thirds vote in the Senate, thank heavens. But that's just, you know, is that the canary in the coal mine? Are we going to see a lot more? You know, with COVID, I can tell you right now, let me give you just a quick example. There were 60,000 people employed in the culinary union before COVID hit 6 months ago. Now there's only 23,000 now. So we have some massive debts that this state is looking at. We've got to be smart about how we go about taking care of our debts here. And that starts first with a good management team that looks at cutting costs, not raising taxes.
Good point. Good point. For instance, opening up hotels to larger groups, and a lot of people are starting to question, you know, that first of all, this is too little, too late. But it doesn't really matter right now, does it?
Right now, Kevin, to be quite frank and honest with you, and I've said this many times, we're going to need to see a vaccine here in our country, across the world, before people are going to be confident to travel. Now, the governor, I've got employees here that I've actually recently just hired from some of the major casinos here in town. The bicycle industry is actually on a boom right now, which is amazing. But, you know, so I'm actually hiring during this COVID. But these hotel casinos, they're losing employees because they don't have that convention business. Now, people are not going to travel if they don't feel safe. And that's what's happening. Now, the governor just put into place, you could have up to 1,000. I have to check my, you know, my actual stats on this. But what I have heard is 1,000 people for meetings now in hotels, but the groups have to be broken up. But honestly, it doesn't matter right now because 2020 is over. I don't care what anyone says. This year is gone. It's 2021 we need to be looking at right now. So we need to either become more confident and lose some of the fear we have with COVID, and I know it's serious, but we need to take responsibility as people on this planet for our health. The government can only do so much. We can only protect so many people. The most important thing we do here is protect people's lives, but Kevin, we've got to protect people's livelihood too, because that takes lives as well.
More coming up with Jared Fisher. We're going to talk, by the way, the president is back at the White House, and the very latest, and this is good news, Trump, according to FoxNews.com, plans to debate Biden on October 15th, despite the COVID-19 positive test. So we'll talk about that and about the political ramifications of what the last 3 days have meant to the race. 29 days away from a presidential election. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Hey, Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news, yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple thousand dollars. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes and have up to a year to pay it back, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Jared Fisher joining us, owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And you know, you talked about how the bicycle industry has had just a tremendous couple of weeks, couple of months. What about the tourism? How's it been going?
Yeah, well, tourism, which is a very large part of my company model, tourism is not doing so great. And so let me give you a quick statistic here. Just a few years ago, we had 6.3 million convention attendees. Now, we're literally not doing conventions in Las Vegas right now, so we're losing those 6 million people. And on annual, we have about 42 million people that visit Las Vegas. Now, this is just Southern Nevada I'm talking about. Those people aren't here, Kevin. We have a problem, and I'm seeing smaller businesses go out of business right now just because there's no one there to – they still got their overhead going on. So, again, like I said before – we're going to need to see – people are going to need to feel confident to come back. People will drive from California. I don't think that's going to be a problem. But when people fly for groups and where they're going to be together with a lot of people, we're just not going to see that until they are confident that they're not going to get sick. It's just something that we're going to have to deal with right now. So, you know, you're going to need – if you have a business – you really need to work on cutting down your overhead right now, working with your bank to offset some of those loans that you have, push those out to a later date so you can, hold off on some of those payments. This is a tough time for a lot of businesses here in the state of Nevada and the tourism side. So I will say this, as long as we can keep people coming in for now outdoor tourism, it's a little bit different, but if we can keep people coming in for, say, hunting, fishing, that still brings in quite a bit of money. I believe it was $1.9 billion annually that the outdoor tourism business brings to the state. And people feel more confident when they're not confined within a building or a smaller area where there's a lot of people. So outdoor tourism can do good, but if your business is relied upon the conventioneers within Southern Nevada or even in the Reno area, that's going to really hurt until we have the confidence built back up in our country. So we're looking at it. It's going to be a while.
You know, Jared, you talked about, though, how companies are going to have to pull back. We've seen it in the movie industry, the film industry, the Regal theaters. They're closing something like 500 theaters worldwide. But a lot of companies have had forbearance. They've already gone to their bank, and they've negotiated better terms. Or can you give us some forbearance? Give us a couple of months off and let us get back on our feet. But at some point, are we going to see companies that just say, they just throw up their hands and say, I'm sorry, we can't wait till 2021?
Yeah, we're going to see that. It's going to happen. And I hope, again, I hope that we can get on top of this vaccine. This has become, this is all based on fear, this entire COVID-19. I mean, look, we've got a 74-year-old president who is in the high-risk bracket for COVID, and he's going back to the White House just a few days after he was diagnosed.
3 days. I mean, 3 days.
Yeah. And let's just look at the statistics here. What are we actually doing? We do care about individual people, but let's also be responsible for our own health. And if you are in a bracket where you don't feel comfortable, stay at home. Wear your mask. Keep clean. Stay away until there's a vaccine. But if you want to take that risk, that is what America was built on. I don't think that COVID-19 has done what it said these extreme groups said it was going to do. I mean, it's not happening. Again, I mentioned this maybe 3 or 4 episodes ago, but I have a friend who runs a hospital in the Silicon Valley, and he told me straight up, he says, we have more deaths from the common cold than we have had for COVID in this hospital. And I know when I hear things like that, yeah, what actually are we doing? We're going to lose great businesses, small businesses, large businesses. People's dreams are going to be shattered over what? I mean, what actually are we doing? And it bothers me that so many people give our president such a hard time. I know exactly where he was coming from when he wanted to play down COVID-19. He was trying to alleviate fear in the country. And you know what? He got beat at it, unfortunately, and it overtook our country, and that's where we're at right now. And so it's all about how we're going to deal with it now, what we're going to do. Yes, businesses are going to throw their hands up and walk away because they financially cannot handle it. There's things you can do with your local bank. There are things you can do with, say, your landlords. Most of them that I have met, I am I'm a landlord myself for some businesses, and I'm all about making sure that they stay in business and they keep their doors open, because quite frankly, we don't want to see people go out of business. It's like hiring an employee. You want to keep your employees on. You don't want to have to fire somebody and then rehire another person. That costs a lot of money. It costs a lot of money for a business to go out, for someone to come up with another idea and go in and fill that spot that business once held. That doesn't happen overnight. We lose tax dollars. We lose people's dreams. a lot of things just snowball when we look at it in that perspective. So,
well, let me ask you this: with 29 days to go, does the positive diagnosis, the positive test, and the 3-day stay at